Hey guys, thanks for getting together today. You know, Jake and I have been having some dialogue regarding his future for quite some time now, and I think that Jake, just like we would expect, did a lot of research and talked to a lot of people before making a final decision. And I know it was a very difficult one for him, but at the same time, he's had goals and aspirations that we can all understand based on his ability level. To be able to kick in the National Football League. And so we're excited today for Jake, being able to, make this decision public and start his preparations and anticipation for the upcoming NFL draft. So proud of him, proud of the way he represents East Carolina football, and I'm sure he's going to do great things after he leaves us. Jake?
I appreciate those words, Coach, and I appreciate everything that you've done for me in this time of making this important decision in my life. Like you said, it's been a really tough decision, and I've put a lot of thought and research into the decision that I'm making, because one thing that he told me was everybody's got one shot at this, and one thing I've learned is, especially in my position, there's only 32 spots in the whole world, and it comes down to timing and it comes down to your ability. So just based on the information that I've gathered over the past month on my chance that I have to play in the National Football League, that's the decision that I've decided to make, is that I'm going to pursue a career in the NFL this spring.
Okay, we'll open up the questions.
Jake, how tough were maybe the emotions of, your teammates, your coaches, the program, versus a business decision for your future? And kind of like you said, to give yourself the best shot at making it professionally.
It's definitely been an emotional decision that I had to make. Obviously, I didn't have the season that I had planned on having. And one of the biggest things I learned is, even on the field goal unit, it's a team sport, and there's a lot of variables that go into it. But I've been here for 5 years. I've gotten my education. I've gotten information from a variety of sources that I see are reliable. And my teammates are always very encouraging of my ability on the field and things that I've done off the field. And I've made relationships that are going to last a lifetime here. So it's difficult to walk away from that, but at some point you got to be selfish and make the best choice that puts you in the best position to be successful, and that's what I'm trying to do.
When you look back at your ECU career, Jake, does one kick or one game stand out? I think I might know the answer, but kind of walk me through that.
Obviously the Old Dominion game in, what was it, 2018 was iconic. That was a really big moment for me personally, just finally getting to do something that every kicker dreams of, hitting the game winner. I would have loved to have that opportunity here with Coach Houston. The cards didn't fall that way for us, but honestly, like, when I think back on my career here, it's not, some people might say it was a blur, but there's just so many moments that I look back on that I'm proud of and that just make me extremely happy. And again, it's making this decision very hard to walk away from something that's great. But like I said earlier, I think I need to take advantage of the shot I have now.
Jay, can you talk about what preparation you're going to be doing now for to get ready for the NFL draft?
Right. So I've had a large number of agents reach out to me as representation. Haven't made any decisions there yet, but for my position, it's a little bit different than a receiver or an O-lineman or a linebacker preparing for the NFL draft. There's not really a facility or, I don't know, like a program that's solely based for kickers. Now, I have met a lot of great kicking coaches over the years, and I have a lot of options there, so that's probably what I'm going to do is find a couple of coaches that I trust, work on my craft, and tweak a few things here and there that can help me up my game just a little bit more to prepare me for the next level. And that'll take place probably starting in January. and it'll last all the way up until the draft and the combine.
Jake, were there any kickers you grew up watching in the professional ranks that you, I don't know if you try to model your game after, but just kind of respect what they do in the professional ranks?
Oh, yeah. You've got some of the older guys, Vinatieri, Matt Bryant for the Falcons, who he's not playing right now. But and then you watch guys like Justin Tucker, who arguably might be the best kicker ever to step on a football field. And if there's one thing I've learned, it's great to watch them go out and make plays as inspiration and just things to look at that they do in their game that I could do better in my game. But no kicker is the same as the next one, which is why what I've done with myself is I've picked up things here and there over the past, 9 years that I've been kicking, just to improve my game as much as I can, because like I said, everybody's different and I've really found a niche with what I'm doing.
I think your first kick was at Virginia Tech your freshman year.
Yeah.
How far do you think you've come since then in 2016?
I think the change is night and day, because those were the days when I would walk on the field trying not to throw up. And when I really turned the corner and started hitting kicks consistently was when you got to stop worrying about missing kicks and you go out there and get excited to make a play for your team. Obviously, it's a lot better to hit extra points, but when it comes to executing a field goal right and having the right mindset, like I said, it's night and day from 2016 to now.
Are there any other questions for Jake or Coach Houston? Okay, Jake, thank you very much and congratulations and good luck.
Thank you.